The philosopher Hannah Arendt wrote that after the genocide of European Jews in World War II, human history has known no story more difficult to tell, and there may be no topic more difficult to teach. Helping students understand the Holocaust is a challenge that grows more acute every year as there are fewer and fewer living survivors. And when they die, they take with them stories only they can tell. NPR's Eric Westervelt looks at one nonprofit that's taking a unique teaching approach across borders.
What are the parallels between Nazi Germany's anti-Semitic Nuremberg codes and the racist Jim Crow laws in the American South? What impact did they have on ordinary people? A group of middle and high school teachers from six countries recently decided to explore those very questions.
July 1938, Aryan and non-Aryan children cannot play together.
In Alabama, all passenger stations shall have separate waiting rooms or space.
In the video they made, the teachers were not suggesting a moral equivalency between dehumanizing Jim Crow laws and genocide. They're looking at how these two racist codes might become teaching tools and what dialogue might be sparked with students.
So then do you have them play with media even further and have them turn that telegram into a Twitter?
In a conference room at Duke University's library, some of those same public school teachers in the video, mostly from North and South Carolina, are helping to lead brainstorming sessions. They trade ideas on reaching kids in their world and through their news feeds.
Tweet is the new telegram. That could be the title of the lesson.
The teachers were part of a recent seminar run by Centropa, a nonprofit institute dedicated to preserving stories of Jewish life in 20th century Eastern and Central Europe.
With the help of the resistance, René escaped by lorry and by boat.
Centropa tries to focus not just on the unbelievable darkness of the Nazi years, but on the wider personal family stories and pictures of a lost era. To do that, they've collected more than 20,000 family photos, conducted hundreds of interviews, and made scores of short films. There's the true story of a group of Czech boys in German-occupied Prague.
When I stood up in the class and the teacher said, "You cannot attend because you are Jewish," everybody looked at me. You can't imagine. It's a terrible feeling.
The film focuses on the boys' efforts to keep sanity, hope, and learning alive while trapped, cramped, and starving in a Nazi-controlled ghetto where 90% of the people were eventually murdered. The boys fought back with the only tools they had, pen and paper.
I think from one of the boys came a suggestion maybe that we should write our own newspaper.
Centropa is far more about how Jews lived rather than how they perished. And if you want a student to learn more, and to feel more about the subject, then give them a whole life for them to know about.
That's Edward Serrata, Centropa's director. The former journalist founded it originally as an archive to a world that no longer exists. But teachers from scores of countries kept writing into him.
And I would write them back from our office in Vienna. We don't have an education program. But I was intrigued enough to ask them to sit around a table with me, to tell me what we needed to do for them. So our idea from the very beginning was to ask teachers to help us design programs that they would use in class.
Today it's up to teachers to share lessons online or work in seminars like this one to craft their own curriculum after tapping into the group's archive of photos, text, and videos. Take the short film about the brutal Bosnian Serb siege of Sarajevo in the early 1990s. What does the Bosnian War have to do with the Holocaust? Well, Survival in Sarajevo tells of the real-life story of how a group of Holocaust survivors and their offspring turned a run-down synagogue into an aid agency, offering meals, shelter, and health care. It was free and open to all, with no regard to religion or ethnicity, during a war that was all about those divisions.
We have a story that works for students and teachers in this country and others because there's a real true north. There's a moral absolute that they get to see.
Randy Monsell and other teachers in attendance said they came away from the seminar inspired to try new things in the classroom. Monsell teaches about the Holocaust at a high school in Apex, North Carolina.
It's really added a new dimension to me. I can take the things I've learned here and help the kids connect with real people that you don't get in documentaries, you don't get in presentations.
Nearby, a teacher tells me that finding fresh ways to talk about the Holocaust has immediacy. She mentions not just the carnage of the self-proclaimed Islamic State in the Middle East, but killings closer to home. the recent triple murder of Muslim students in nearby Chapel Hill. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Durham, North Carolina.